doing waking up with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should start asking questions before you get up and leave.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, getting the credit for tipping police off to the man believed to have been responsible for the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He headed up one of the country's largest health insurance companies. New York City Police Commissioner Deshika Tish says she is not sure when 26-year-old Luigi Mangione will be extradited to New York.
We don't know exactly what the timing is. We'll see how the extradition hearing goes. But I am just so proud of the work of the New York City Police Department over the past week.
Mangione had written a 3-page document expressing frustration with the U.S. healthcare system. Thousands gathering at the doors of the notorious Adnaya prison just outside Damascus, looking for loved ones in Syria taken there, presumably tortured, many of them killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking the stand in his corrupt trial says the charges against him are nothing but a witch hunt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. Brought to you by Martha Aller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. If you love to fish, listen up. Derek Tritz has a story that may interest you.
The Wisconsin DNR has opened applications for a grant program that aims to boost fishing activity and accessibility across the state. The Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, or Angler R3 for short, has a total of $30,000 available for projects and individual grant awards up to $5,000. In the past, recipients of this grant have used the money to support angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, and fishing programs at camps for children. The grant itself is supported by the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund, which gets its money via an excise tax on fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. The deadline to apply is February 18th. The application can be found on dnr.wi.gov by searching Angler R3.
You can find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. The Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week 3, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy, woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And Tuesday morning is coach's time. We will have the interview we did with some of the players and Coach Chawinski of the Butternut Girls. We'll have that on our 98QCountry.com website a little bit later on this morning. But usually most Tuesdays we get a little information on what's going on with your Green Bay Packers. Let's listen in on, I don't know how long this, maybe not the whole thing. It was a little lengthy. But let's listen in on some of the presser yesterday with head coach of your Packers, Matt LaFleur.
Bullard might be out a while, or is that, did that not turn out to be too bad?
I would say it's more week to week.
What's the latest on Evan? Is he cleared protocol?
He is in the protocol right now.
Is Romeo out?
He is not.
And Wicks? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Hey, Matt, what's going on with Jaden Reed? He's been a field-tilting player for you, and it's been he hasn't been quite as involved. Is he dealing with something, or what?
No. I think when you look at this last game, you know, one thing that they were, first of all, we only had 44 snaps, so that obviously impacts your ability to get somebody the ball. But, you know, we tried to go to them early in the game. As a matter of fact, the first play was kind of designed to either more than likely go to him or Wicks. We got sacked on that play. The first third down, we threw him the ball. He drove DPI. And then we, early on, I think it was second and five, we had the ball at midfield, and we threw him an out route. We didn't complete that. But what they did to us is, so we were putting 11 personnel out on the field, and they kept playing what we were deeming like a base defense with Adams in there, and they were playing like a 3-4 structure. So they're like inviting you to throw the football. And we didn't want to get into a game. We knew it was important that we continue to run the ball. It's just there wasn't a lot of runs that draw up very nicely versus that configuration. So that's part of the reason we did a little bit more. I would say we were trying to go more bigger people, 12 personnel. Now, where we can be better is, and I talked to Jaden about this, is just making sure that we have some of those plays for him in the game plan where he's tagged to go in there and play wide out, because he's certainly, obviously, he's a very impactful player. And we never, it wasn't by design that we, you know, we don't want to throw him the ball today. That's never the case. We tried to down in the red area too, and that's when we got, they did a good job, I think. Again, they were in base people, and we couldn't sneak them through that A gap, and you all know what happened on that play, so it wasn't good for us.
Did it just come to the point then with the run that you kind of decided, even if they're going to stick in this base, you got to run it anyway into the teeth of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to try. I think there's some things that we certainly could do a little bit better job of in terms of if we want to have some cans, because I mean, some of those looks were really, really difficult to run the football into, and you know, credit to them, they wanted us to do that, or they were basically begging us to throw the ball. I just didn't think, you know, when you have number eight, you want to give him as many opportunities as you can, and unfortunately, some of those were some really difficult looks to run into.
Hey, Matt, with where the team is in the season and coming off of a tough loss, did you think the weekend off did some good for everybody?
Yeah, I think just in order to, you know, get ready for the final stretch of the season. You know, but we weren't looking no further than what we have in front of us. Obviously a team, I think they've won, what, 4 in a row. Going to Seattle is always a chore. I mean, that is a tough place to play. I think they got a lot of talented players. I think Mike's done a great job of just, you know, they're playing good football and really in every phase. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us.
How do you get, you know, along those lines, how do you get your pass defense tightened up? Because Geno's thrown the ball more than anybody. It looks like Goff, you know, even to some extent, had a lot of those underneath completions. How do you get that stuff tightened up?
Well, it just depends what coverages you want to play. And we're getting into the game planning portion of that right now, and we'll certainly have a plan for that.
You've got 4 games left to the playoffs. A year ago, you guys improved exponentially down the stretch the last 4 games. Where do you feel like this team needs to take a step to be ready for January in these final 4?
Well, I just think, you know, like we kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on, and I think it all always comes back to just doing the little things the right way, playing with great leverage, playing with great eyes, using your hands, all the core fundamentals that are essential to allowing you to go out and do your job at a high level. We've got to be more consistent. You got to be dialed in. You know, there was a handful of plays in that game. They go a different way, you have a different outcome, but they didn't. So you just don't know when those plays are going to come up. I mean, shoot, they scored 2 touchdowns on 4th downs. They scored another one on 3rd down. Obviously ended with a kick there at the end of the game. But it's in every phase, too. you know, offensively got out to a really slow start. You know, you punt the first two times you get the ball. The second time you get the ball at midfield, you do nothing with it. And you go three and out, punt, and then you get an explosive play on the third drive, and we get careless with the football, you know, and turn it over after an explosive gain. So you got to be better, and it's got to be every phase. Like I said, every play just dialed in, doing your 111th, and I think that's when you can realize your potential.
Matt, I feel like there's multiple times this season where you've said that you guys just haven't been playing consistent football. So why do you think that continues to be a problem, and how do you?
Well, I mean, we've found a way to win a lot of games, so I don't want to, like, discredit that. But I think when you're playing against one of the premier teams in the league, you better be your best. So we just got to be better in those situations.
I seen Zane on defense a lot this year. What did you like about what he gave you when he had to come in for Evan and Javon?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. I think, you know, after the first drive, he kind of settled in and just did his responsibilities and did it at a high level.
There he is, head coach Matt LaFleur, part of his presser from yesterday. Packers have Sunday night football coming up for you this weekend. You'll hear it right here. Let's get more on the Packers. Your Title Town Report with Bill Scott is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers held a short workout and corrected the game film on Monday from Thursday's loss to the Lions. I'm Bill Scott. Today is an off day. One thing that came up, though, was a lack of production from wide receiver Jaden Reed. He had one target and no catches on Thursday, and just 8 catches for 73 yards over the last 4 games.
You know, we tried to go to him early in the game. As a matter of fact, the first play was kind of designed to either more than likely go to him or Wicks. We got sacked on that play. The first third down, we threw him the ball. He drove DPI. And then we, early on, I think it was 2nd and 5, we had the ball at midfield, and we threw him an out route. We didn't complete that. Now, where we can be better is making sure that we have some of those plays for him in the game plan where he's tagged to go in there and play wide out, because he's certainly, obviously, he's a very impactful player.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Lions were inviting the Packers to throw the ball. They didn't want Josh Jacobs to beat him. But Matt LaFleur said they felt it was important to continue to try to run the ball.
They were basically begging us to throw the ball. I just didn't think, you know, when you have number 8, you want to give him as many opportunities as you can. And unfortunately, some of those were some really difficult looks to run into.
I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight after midnight. We'll see that snow continue into tomorrow with around an inch of accumulation. 10 tonight. Windy falling temps tomorrow will be in the low single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
98 Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
T-shirt said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along, on down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get a long, long down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road.
Good to be free and easy. Dirk Bentley there at 98Q Country. We're 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from tonight. Ho, 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 down the chimney he goes. And Christmas Eve is 2 weeks from tonight. Christmas Day, 2 weeks from tomorrow. You do the math. It's all correct, I believe. So good luck to you. You got two weekends. It is not time yet. It is not. It is. If you are a Christmas procrastinator, you're a person who likes to push it up to the last minute. You're saying, oh, Joel, I'll get great sales. And if that's your personality, I say to you, you're not even close to starting your shopping yet. Not even close. You got 2 weekends. You got all weekend this weekend. You got all weekend the next weekend. Then you got the Monday and maybe the Tuesday before. So if you're a procrastinator, just go do something else. You're good. For those of you who have all of your Christmas shopping done already, please. I actually have a lot of it done. I actually have most of it done, which I was kind of looking myself in the mirror saying, what are you doing here, Joel? That's not me. But I guess I wait for the ideas to come. I actually pay attention to my wife. I pay attention to my wife, and then I ask my wife, has she been paying attention to what my son has been saying? And through that process, I managed to get it done. So I hope your holiday season treats you well. More text to win chances coming up next. Keyword in the 11 o'clock hour. The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Save big money on Masterforce automotive tools in Menards. Don't get left out in the cold. Easily jumpstart your vehicle with a Masterforce 1500 amp lithium ion jump starter. It's portable and designed for jumpstarting vehicles with engines up to 8 cylinders, has spark resistant clamps and preheating technology that warms batteries for easier jumpstarting in extreme cold weather conditions. Get the Masterforce 1500 amp jump starter today for $119.99. Sale price good through December 15th.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight after midnight. We'll see that snow continue into tomorrow with around an inch of accumulation. 10 tonight, windy falling temps tomorrow will be in the low single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
98Q Country.
walks a velvet rope unhooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Coming off a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we'll leave it. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. And I don't know how I got to be the only thing she needs right now. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Hey, I, yeah. I get to be what she wants tonight.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
So long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Say I'm a little bit crazy, you could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying if you find the one, you better treat her right.
try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am. My dad's saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. All the time.
All right. Chris Young, not a good thing, Chris, but a nice song, 98Q Country. He's hearing voices. The Price County Senior Dining is available for you. If you need more information, give them a call. But tomorrow they'll be serving up roast pork loin with parsley buttered potato and squash and applesauce cake. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Ken, and Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 339-2158. If you're looking for stuff for the kids to do over the Christmas time, the Phillips Children's Museum is having a Christmas party with Santa. And that'll be the day after the kids get out of school. Most kids are done with school on, what, the 20th probably, right? Friday the 20th. Well, Saturday the 21st, they're doing a Christmas party with the Phillips Children's Museum. And that'll start at 10 a.m. at the Phillips Municipal Building. So stop on down there. Take the family. You're always looking for things for the kids to do. And with a Christmas on a Wednesday, I think most schools probably will let out on that Friday. And then have a week and a half or, what, 2 weeks? I don't know. Depending on what school you're with, some might go the 23rd or 24th. But I don't know. My schedule sets up for kids having almost 2 weeks off of school. Whether that's true or not, you'll have to check with your school and your schedule to see what they're doing. We're going to bring you girls basketball tonight. We've got Shawamigan at Prentice. It is a varsity-only girls game. And we'll get that going for you at 6:30 on Trail Mix 103.1 in our sister station. Steve Jetland will have the call. Should be a good one. Buccaneers, Screaming Eagles tonight. Trail Mix 103.1. We'll tap it at 6:30.
98Q Country.
All right, a little Lainey Wilson music here on a, I don't know, kind of a little bit of a snowfall out there still. Be careful on those roads, man.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset. Being brave as 18 gets, we gave each other more than our hearts. With the help of a mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine, cut the barn with a little light.
Cut the bars with a little line. Parking back in them cut two vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on a sweet bus. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. Watermelon
traffic, horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get right with my soul. All I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Well, Santa looks a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looks a lot like
got a problem.
Daddy looked a lot like. Daddy looked a lot like.
Travis Tritt, Sounds of the Christmas Season, brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center here on 98Q Country. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Greg Gunderson, live from Wheelway in the Big Arctic. Sail, oh my. The cars are there to stay, and Wheelway is the place to be, and Gray's going to be there. We'll chat with him a little bit after 10 here at 98Q Country.
Country.
Oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy I don't worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
WCQ Country. Tell your smart speaker to play WCQM.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
me, 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 me,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge
sausage in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping
and lords a-leaping. 8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
ba-dum, bum, bum,
4 calling birds,
8 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
3 babies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
bum bum bum,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name. Played that game, that mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do, from your blue jeans to your shoes. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. Taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it. Yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. That we jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night. Unforgettable.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3.